Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Monday, January 14th. Now, unfortunately, over the weekend, the Lakers had another mishap, losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers for the second time this season. They have lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, a pretty bad loss as well. And the Lakers, they are continuing to struggle without LeBron James. 3-7 during the span LeBron James has been injured, and it looks like LeBron James may even miss some more time. So that is definitely something that is not looking very good for the Lakers. After the game, Kyle Kuzma was asked, is playing a little bit harder now that LeBron James is there? And he said, obviously, it is harder to score. He doesn't have anybody looking around for another player like LeBron James. He is the primary scorer. Teams are playing him as if he is the primary scorer. So it was a lot harder for them to get points. And clearly, the Lakers, they have been struggling. Yes, Kyle Kuzma, he has been one of the only bright spots for the Lakers during that span. But they have to figure something out. The offense has clearly changed without LeBron. They are falling down the Western Conference standings in an extremely tight Western Conference. You don't really want to be losing games, especially to a team like Cleveland, who is essentially trying to tank at this point. So hopefully we can get LeBron James back. But it looks like he will miss this week, maybe even next week. And it may take some time before LeBron James is actually back in action. But with all of that said, LeBron James, he did pass Kobe Bryant in yet another milestone, this time in total all-star votes. Before that, duty went to Kobe Bryant. He had 30 million total all-star votes, but LeBron James has just passed him now with 31 million all-time all-star votes. That is a crazy accomplishment. Of course, he is leading all vote getters this season when it comes to all-star votes. He will be a captain. Now, whether or not he'll be healthy enough to play, we don't really know, but he is leading everybody in all-star votes, and that is a cool milestone to actually passing Kobe Bryant, of course, in his first year as a Laker. But that is everything that we have for this episode. As usual, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from, and keep a lock to CLNS Media for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm Devin Lloyd, and I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. Peace.